woke early and caught a 7 o'clock bus a block from home. He arrived at school after a 20-mile ride and went through a blaze of classes devoted to math, reading, physical education, science, Spanish, and art. There was time reserved for individual projects and small group discussions. In one lesson, Julie Ray described seven students, including Tim, sat in a tight circle in the principal's office for an exercise called productive thinking. They were given brief stories to read quietly to themselves and then discuss. The first story involved archaeologists who returned after an expedition and announced they had discovered a cache of precious artifacts, a claim that later turned out to be fraudulent. Ray recorded snippets of the ensuing dialogue. They probably wanted to become famous. They wished away the things they didn't want to face. Some people go through life thinking like they always have. You should be patient. Analyze what you have to work with. Tim told Julie Ray that he loved these exercises. The way the world is, you know, someone could tell you to press the button. You have to be able to think what you're doing for yourself. Ray found it impossible to interest a publisher in turning on bright minds. Editors at the big houses said the subject matter was too narrow.